Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, we all go to the doctor every year because it's important to monitor your health and to help you live a long, happy life. Staying financially healthy is also important because what good is your health without your wealth and vice versa? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric, do you see a connection between being financially healthy and then physically healthy?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, obviously, it's not always direct, but, it can go both ways. But I find a lot of my clients that are really enjoying, their retirement and having fun, and they're pretty much usually staying active, staying healthy. A lot of that's also just because of, nobody wants the old school of a, I'm going to go to retire and just sit on the rocking chair, on the front porch and all that stuff. Most people don't want to do that anymore. I like to call it wantment, where people want to do what they want to do and not just sit there and do nothing. And so, being active, being involved in different things, community groups or volunteering or, whatever it is, hobbies, those can really help out a lot. And and typically too, if people are paying attention to their health, hopefully they're paying attention to their wealth. But the two don't necessarily go hand in hand. But obviously, if you are staying healthy, you it's going to be a lot nicer to live a long time with some money versus if you're not very healthy and then you're living there and you're having lots of health issues and spending most of your time in doctors, offices and stuff. That's not a great retirement.
We visit our doctor every year for our annual checkup because we want to stay healthy and because we want to be aware of any potential issues when it comes to our health. How often should we get a financial checkup?
So this is I've got three boys, and one of the big things that they always have to do is get their physicals before they go to camp. And for my middle son, had just gone to Philmont Scout Ranch up in northern New Mexico, and so he has to do the high adventure physical, which isn't much different, but just a couple more pages. And these physicals are paperwork on them. I mean, they want your front and back of your insurance card and all this junk, right? So it's this big, long process. And literally, we have to have one person volunteer just to make sure all the medical stuff is right for all the various trips. And,
oh, my.
And it can be kind of a hassle. And you kind of wonder, okay, well, why is all that, right? Why do you need to have all that done? And, if you're an adult on one of the trips, you also have to, if you're there for more than, I think it's 48 hours or 72 hours, it might be 72, then you also have to have a physical.
Wow.
And it is kind of funny because years and years ago when I went to, well, almost 10 years ago now, I guess when I went back to scout camp for the first time since I'd been a kid, I finally had to make sure I had a physical, and I realized I hadn't quite gotten them every year, maybe every five or so.
Uh-huh.
And so it is one of those things there, there's lots of stuff happening in life. There's a lot of things we could do that would be a lot more fun and a lot more exciting, right? So a lot of us kind of skip the physical. The crazy part nowadays is that's usually fully covered by insurance, and so it's not something we should be skipping. But the really crazy part is the fact that people don't pay attention to their financial stuff. And that can have way, way, worse effects almost. Obviously, if you find that there's some sort of small cancer and you catch it early, then you can get rid of that a lot quicker, right?
Right.
But same with finances, really. I mean, hopefully it's not a cancer in your finances, but these little things can start creeping up and getting to be bigger and bigger and bigger issues. And if you don't find them out till way down the road, it can be a lot harder to fix. And, if you're all of a sudden 60 and starting to want to plan for retirement, hopefully you started at least saving some money before then, right?
Yeah.
So that's the stuff that you want to be looking at. And so really, I mean, one of the keys to doing that is knowing, what to do and having some sort of, really like a checklist. So, when you go meet with a doctor, they usually have to go through a bunch of different questions and you have to fill out all this paperwork. And really all that is a checklist, making sure they cover all the little bases and make sure everything's covered and, set up right. Same with your finances. You need to go have that checklist to say, okay, am I doing this? Do I have this right? you know, do I have all these things in order? And what have I overlooked? What have I missed? And, you know, those are critical items. So, you know, one, it's kind of like a GPS really for making sure you're on track and that you're headed and pointed the right way. So, you know, that's something we can actually send you is actually a checklist report. And just goes over all those top items that you need to be thinking about, you know, for your retirement. And, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, no cost, no obligation. We just, all you have to do is super simple. You just text us the word checklist to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, and text the word checklist. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, when we go into retirement, we really need to have somebody who focuses on retirement to guide us. You know, we're not so much investing anymore. We're not playing that investment game, trying to earn a bunch of money prior, like we do prior to retirement. But when we're retired, we need to have somebody who focuses on retirement. So if you could explain to our audience what that means and maybe what kinds of questions should we be asking our financial professional to even gauge that that person is the right fit?
Yeah, well, anytime you're picking a financial advisor, really what you want to do is you want to find out what their focus is. If their focus is on everything, they're going to be kind of like the dogs in the movie Up, you know, squirrel, squirrel.
Yes.
Right? When they hear that and they look around and get distracted. You don't want somebody like that. You want somebody who is really focused on really the retirement aspect. I mean, my goal for my clients is not to help them get rich. It's really to make sure they don't end up poor. And that is really the key that we're doing is we're making sure that how do you take all that money you built up, that nest egg, and not mess it up, make sure it lasts for as long as you do, and really make sure it's there for you for the rest of your life and for your family's lives. So, you know, that's the big key. So what you want to do is really have somebody who's, first of all, are they a full actual retirement plan, or are they doing an income plan? So when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, we create that income plan, we create the investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy, we create all those areas. And that the reason why we do that is because then we can say, okay, yeah, you're on track. You're either going to be okay, or hey, yeah, if you retire right now, you're going to run out of money when you're 75, and that's probably not too pretty. So you might want to work a few more years or change some assumptions. So, you know, those are the things that you really want to be looking at. And so when you're evaluating who to work with, really make sure they're doing, first and foremost, a written income plan. Because if you're trying to figure out how to make that shift to retirement, that's what you want. Now, if you're somebody working who's in their 20s, 30s, 40s, yeah, you may not necessarily need a full-on income plan, but you at least want to know, you know, where you're headed. And so a lot of people in my business, unfortunately, are really actually investment managers. They'll take your money and they'll just hopefully help you make more of it. But that's all they're going to do. They're not going to be giving you tax advice. They're not going to be saying, hey, you know, you could be making that money tax-free by moving it to a Roth or, you know, doing this investment, and then that'll eat up your passive losses. You know, there's lots of different things out there that a real true financial advisor can help you with. But that's only if they're a full-on overall planner, not just a product salesperson or investment manager. So that's kind of things you want to look for. Ideally, if they should be probably a certified financial planner, so a CFP. You know, they should have that designation. That means they've actually spent some time learning their occupation. You know, if that's something you'd like to get more information on and you see about your future and really know the details you need to know to survive in retirement, and you're going to have a good retirement and make sure that money lasts, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or you can book on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628 or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial. It's time now for you to enlighten us with another financial fail. This is something that Eric has seen happen to or with retirees. He doesn't want it to happen to you. So, you know, we all know we learn from our mistakes, and in this case, the mistakes of others. So, Eric, what story do you have for us this week?
Well, this one's actually a pretty common one that I've seen more and more, and I don't think enough people are really paying attention to it, but a lot of the older 401ks and especially a lot of the newer ones have this feature. But I was just working with somebody from Lockheed, and you know, I have a lot of people from Lockheed come in and ask us for help, and you know, they've the nice thing is a lot of them, the old timers there, have actual pensions and stuff, so that makes their life a lot easier. So because they've got some steady income. But a lot of older 401ks, and like I said, a lot of newer ones are starting to implement this after tax part of the 401k. When we called up to the company handling the 401k, we found out, you know, his statements itemized out, this is after tax and this is, you know, pre-tax. So the after tax money, the main fail part of this is after tax money can be rolled over into a Roth IRA. Well, why is that important? Well, once you move that money to a Roth IRA, all future earnings are tax free, and they're tax free for the rest of your life and even for the rest of your kids' lives. And so that can be a, you know, pretty huge benefit, right?
Right.
And so what happens when we called up, he had put in about $40,000 into the after-tax account. And I think this was done maybe in the 80s or 90s. So it had been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That $40,000 had grown to about $250,000. So depending on the plan, some don't allow you to do this until you're 59 and a half. But even then, that was several years ago for him. And what you can do is roll that money to a Roth IRA and let that grow tax-free. Well, why was that a big deal for his case? That $40,000 he put in had grown to over $250,000. So that more than $200,000 gain, at least some portion of it, maybe all of it, could have been 100% tax-free.
That's true.
But now it's taxable. So that is a huge swing. I mean, that's $60,000-$70,000 of taxes now that he has to pay, where possibly he could have avoided for maybe not all of it, but for a good percentage. And so, you know, especially if you're over 59 and a half, see if you can roll if you have any after tax dollars in your 401k, roll that right now to a Roth IRA. And even ask if you're under 59 and a half, because a lot of plans will let you do that. And a lot of the new ones that have, you know, have this after-tax component allow you to actually do a Roth conversion straight from that plan. And the sooner you do that, the massively better, you know, results you're going to have, because all that future earnings will be tax-free versus taxable. So big, big key thing. So if you've got any after-tax 401k money, call up your 401k provider. Don't just go online. Call them up with the actual phone where you talk to humans after you get through all the robots. And then once you get to the right buttons and all that, then, yeah, ask them, do I have anything in there? And if yes, can I roll it to a Roth IRA and tell me how? And you could be saving tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially, depending on how long that money's going to be there. So big one to for people to think about and really take some action on.
All right. And especially, like you said, 59 and a half, that's the big age right there.
Well, but often lots of times you can actually convert even under that.
Okay.
So it depends on the plan. And the hard part about 401ks is the Department of Labor sets up the general rules. Your company that you work for and the provider of the 401k are the ones who decide on the actual details. So that's why it's really tough to say your plan will or won't do this, because it really depends on your plan.
Well, if anybody has any questions about this, Eric, they can come visit with you, right? Get a second opinion from you?
Yep, for sure. Yeah. That's something we can definitely give, you know, have them give us a call. And, you know, if they just also want to set up a phone time, you know, we can do that online and, you know, either do a video meeting or even just a phone call. But, you know, if they did want to do that, the easy way to do that is just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184, or you can book instantly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's talk about ways that people can stress test their portfolios so they can see the impact that a market drop would have.
So most people, going back to the kind of the checkup thing, I mean, most people like to say, oh, I just don't want to find out anything bad. Well, in reality, no. You want to find out something bad before it gets really ugly, right? So when you still have time to fix it. And just same thing with your portfolio. So, you know, everybody had some money, some place, some form in 2008-09 crash. You know, odds are your money is not anywhere near what it looked like then. You know, it's changed. You have probably different, you know, mutual funds, different stocks, whatever. And so you can't really compare what's going to happen if another 08 happens to how your portfolio is today, because it's changed a lot. And so the only way to really do that is, you know, just like as you get older, you know, if somebody's trying to, you know, if they got some heart issues or other stuff, or sometimes even if they're just getting a large life insurance policy, they make them do a stress test and, you know, get that blood pumping and see how things are looking and, you know, making sure everything's working okay, because they don't want you to drop.
Right.
So, you know, and that drop's usually a pretty final drop. So, you know, in terms of your portfolio, we're talking more about stock market drop, of course. And those are going to happen. And they're probably happening sooner than later, just with the way the economy's going and the way the cycle's going here. And so one of the things that you want to do is before there's an issue. That's the key thing is before.
Before.
Before there's an issue, you want to figure out, you know, what kind of roller coaster are you on? Are you on the little kiddie roller coaster? Are you on the one that has a 10-story drop and then a couple flips and crazy things? You know, that's the stuff that you really want to know about. And, you know, and so the biggest kind of key there is, okay, well, how do I measure my roller coaster ride I'm on? You know, well, end of fourth quarter of 2018 was one little bit of a glimpse of how much risk you have. If your portfolio dropped a ton, then you kind of know something there. But, you know, one of the things that we do for people is we actually do a stress test. And actually on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com, if you go to the main page, there is a little thing that says you can take a stress test. And so it's a little quiz that you can see how much ups and downs you'd like to have, and then we can kind of compare it to your portfolio. But, you know, really the big key is, you know, really just kind of testing it and simulating what would happen today with the way your dollars are allocated today compared to like 08, you know, when it was a bad time frame, and then compared to 2013, which was a great year in the market. So you want to do, you know, highs and lows, both, of course. And then there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, do you need that risk? I've run into some people where they've done a great job. They've paid off their house. They've got a bunch of assets saved up. And then they have 90% of their money in the stock market. It's like, why? Well, why do you have so much money at risk? You know, you could tone down that risk and have a lot more safety, a lot more ability to sleep and, you know, peace of mind and all those types of things. So, you know, really just anytime you have those ups and downs in the market, you know, you want to figure out, okay, is this something I need to be doing, or is this something that I'm doing just because I like to do it, or is it somewhere in between? And really just knowing that answer is a critical thing. So you really need to know, how much volatility do I have in my portfolio?
Eric, does it ever make sense to pull all your money out of market-based investments because you can't really handle the ups and downs of the stock market?
Well, the hardest thing about timing the market is you don't have to be right once. You have to be right twice. So
hey, that's good. That's true.
Yeah. So lots of times you see people, oh, you know, I pulled out in 2008. Oh, when did you put the money back in? 2012. Mm. Oh, really? Because the market had shot up by then.
Yeah.
So did you do any better? No, you probably did worse. And so that's the tough part. Now, you shouldn't also be in a position you don't want to be in. You know, I mean, if you don't like heights and then you're clipping into a, you know, a bungee jump, well, what the heck are you doing up there? You know, so those types of things. So, you know, you don't have to have all your money in the market. The 401ks of the world, unfortunately, force you to have everything in the market. You know, the only thing you have is stock and bond market options there. So there are things, there's ways to self-direct part of your 401k where you could have assets be in a lower risk category. You know, there's also ways just to roll some stuff out to IRAs or use your other money and have those monies be safer. So, but, you know, if you're doing fine or if, you know, you're saving a lot, then that may not matter. So, no, I've got some clients that have retired with zero risk to their assets. Really, you know, again, that goes down to having a plan. And, you know, if you'd like to get a little bit more about how to get that retirement income, we actually have a report called Income Bridges. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Baum always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and today Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategies. The average couple can expect to spend more than $285,000 on out-of-pocket healthcare expenses in retirement. So you just cannot afford to overlook healthcare costs when you're planning for retirement. Eric, tell us how you help your clients plan for healthcare costs to help keep them from depleting their retirement savings.
Well, it's all about planning, right? I mean, making sure that number's in there. So to me, there's a couple different, you know, healthcare issues. One is if you're trying to retire pre-65. So Social Security is 66 or 67 for most of us, but 65 is still the Medicare age. And if you try to retire before then, you're probably looking $1,000 a person maybe for healthcare, $800 to $1,000. You know, once you hit Medicare age, you're maybe talking $300 a month. So massive, massive difference. Now, one of the weird ages is 63 and a half. And the reason why 63 and a half is important is that's when you could retire early and then use COBRA to at least get to 65. And so at least you know you're going to have some insurance. So, you know, that's one thing. And that's just matter of having coverage, right? That's not matter of, you know, the $285,000 you're talking about is co-payments and doctor visits and prescriptions and all those types of things. The next up is how do you save that? I mean, you can do health savings accounts and all those types of things. But, you know, the other big, big one, of course, is long-term care. So that's, you know, that $285K number, that again is not counting any long-term care. So if you need home health care or go into some sort of facility at some point, that can easily be $7,000-$12,000 a month. I mean, I've got clients right now that are spending over $100,000 a year, you know, just nursing homes or home health care and so forth. And That's a ton of money. That's a ton of financial drain. So, you know, in terms of the actual medical costs, it's more about just making sure you have enough money in there. You could have health savings account money if you had some while you're working, but often if you're getting close to retirement, you may not have that as an option. So, you know, just making sure it's in the plan, making sure it's in your spending plan. It may be not something you're counting on right now, so you might need to add a little bit more for that. But for that long-term care costs, you know, I think long-term care insurance has gotten to be an awful thing, because I literally had a client have a 100% rate increase.
Whoa.
And this was 2 years after she'd had a 37% rate increase. Huh. So now it's more about, what do we do? What do we take off? What do we lower down? You know, how do we make this policy worse to pay less? or you pay a ton more to maybe not get, you know, to hopefully finally get some coverage or some return out of it. So, you know, that's the tough part on those types of things. So right now there's a lot of great alternative type products. There's some life insurance things that can help you pay for long-term care and some other benefits. So, you know, there is some alternatives to covering that cost. But really for the healthcare, I think it's more about making sure it's just in your budget, inside that plan, how much you're going to need every on a monthly basis, and making it more realistic. Yeah. You know, because these may not be numbers you're used to counting on today, but they will be numbers you'll need to, you know, include in the future.
Basically, when you were talking there about healthcare costs, it made me think of my parents. They're both deceased now, but when my mother was 70, she was diagnosed with leukemia, a form of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Then she suffered a stroke, and so she had to go in a nursing home. So my dad was watching her or his retirement assets deplete. Again, like you said, in that nursing home, it was about $8,000 a month. And he's, you know, he's 70 years old, totally healthy. And he's like, well, I'm going to be around a lot longer, I think. You know, what am I going to do? So he sort of panicked, and he took out nursing home insurance for himself for later. Well, who was to know he was ever going to be in a nursing home, you know? I don't think anybody gave him that advice, but that's what he did. In his situation, he ended up in a nursing home because he had some issues, some health issues. And so he ended up using that nursing home insurance. Okay, so in his situation, it worked out. But I'm telling you, this whole long-term care thing and the fact that we are all living longer than ever before, I mean, retirements today can last 20, 30, 40 years. So I want to talk about this whole longevity thing and how that has changed our need for retirement planning and healthcare planning in that plan.
Well, the biggest change is how long you're going to need to have money for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you worked for 30 or maybe 40 years and then you retire and you need 30 and 40 years of income, that's a lot of money that you need to have saved up. So, you know, that you cannot have it all just in the stock market, stocks or bonds. It's just not going to work. You know, even there's been a lot of actually really good studies, some of the ones, a lot of schools of finance out in Chicago area, and more of them are all saying that you need to have some sort of guaranteed lifetime income. There's actually the Secure Act that's going through Congress right now that's going to add annuities to 401ks as an option. And really, since there's no pension for most of us, we really need to have some sort of lifetime income. So, you know, there's a lot of great annuity things where it pays you that lifetime annuity. It's kind of like annual, right? So it's paying you that money for the rest of your life. And that way you can't outlive it. And I think that's going to be a more and more critical thing because, yeah, maybe you'll need nursing home coverage or home health care. Maybe you won't, but you're going to always need money. And as long as that money is never something you can screw up and something that's going to always be there for you, you know, that's a critical item. So, you know, I think a lot of people aren't really realizing how big that income need is. And, you know, really, you know, not necessarily always looking at what all those different planning issues are for retirement, because there's a lot of different things that you need to be thinking about. Obviously, healthcare is one we talked about here, but, you know, there's a lot of issues in terms of low interest rates, changing tax laws, all those things. So one of the reports we have is the top retirement planning issues. It's just kind of a thing to read through real fast, real short, and just kind of get you thinking about, okay, did I cover this? Do I have this? Do I have a plan for this? And so forth. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, just text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. You can text or call too, but text the word retirement to 800 454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Only 17% of adults age 50 and older are financially healthy. So that means that 83% of adults age 50 and older are struggling with some type of financial aspect in their lives. This is all according to the AARP Foundation survey. So tell us, you know, in your opinion, what's causing so many people to fall behind with preparing for retirement?
Well, the biggest one probably is there's zero education. I mean, we have a nonprofit called the Financial Knowledge Institute, and we try to do talks and educate people. We do a lot of talks at community centers. We've got a bunch of them going on for Social Security and tax issues. And, you know, we do some at companies and such, but, you know, there's nothing in today in classes or in schools. There's not even a requirement really to have much financial education. And now I know some states are starting to implement a little tiny bit, but colleges don't even do that. And so that's one big issue. The other one, of course, is companies used to take care of you and you didn't used to have to do this. So your parents probably never bothered really talking to you about much about this. And so, you know, it's more about we're all on our own now. And so we have to be doing this. And so you have to be maxing out that 401k and adding those monies to those retirement accounts ongoing and just keep doing it. And, you know, it's really dumb and it's really boring, but it always works. Pay yourself first, you know. And I don't care how many bills you have. I don't care what all other stuff you have. You know, if you don't pay yourself first, you're never going to be the winner. Somebody else will always be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to pay yourself first. You know, you don't have to go to Starbucks. You make your own coffee, right? You can do lots of different things. You cook at home versus eating out. You know, actually go to the place and maybe ride your bike to the place to get food versus using, you know, somebody paying extra to have somebody deliver the food to you. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you could be doing. We do actually have a nice report that actually talks about the income bridges. It talks about all those things that you should have in place to really start focusing on, especially if you're 50 and up, you need to be starting to really pay attention to all this stuff and make sure your money's lined up the right spots or at least getting into place for when that time frame comes. So, you know, if that's something somebody would like to get a copy of, the report Income Bridges, it's real simple. All you do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you're at or near retirement age, you'll soon have to decide when to start collecting Social Security benefits. If you get this decision wrong, you could end up missing out on thousands of dollars in retirement. That's why the Financial Knowledge Institute is hosting an informative event that could help you avoid making costly Social Security mistakes. Join them and special guest speaker Eric Heckman to learn more about how to optimize your benefits. Eric is the founder of the Financial Knowledge Institute and president of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Eric will also talk about how Social Security benefits can work with your savings to create a complete retirement income plan. This special event will be at the West Valley College Fox Center Wednesday, July 31st, or Thursday, August 1st at 6 o'clock. There's no cost to attend, but seating is limited and reservations are required. Call now, 800-880-8628. Don't miss your chance to learn how to get the most out of your Social Security benefits. 800-880-8628. Or online at financialknowledgeinstitute.org.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I'm here with my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you here.
Great to be here, Eric. Thank you.
So she's our reverse mortgage guru, which is, you know, what's going backward in a reverse mortgage, right? Because we don't normally call the regular ones forward mortgages. So what's the difference exactly?
The difference is with a traditional mortgage or forward, it is called forward in the banking circles, you make a payment. So when you're making that payment, a lot of it is interest. It goes to the interest part, and some of it goes to the principal.
Right.
And so your balance declines. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make a payment. So whatever you start with is going to be accruing interest that would be due at the end when either you sell the house or you pass it to your family, your heirs, whoever that might be. Couldn't be that it isn't family. But so they have the option to say, we're going to keep this house. So they would put it on, they would get the payoff okay, we owe this much money, come up with it with a regular mortgage, unless they were 62. I did have one child that was over 62.
Quote child, right?
Child, yes, adult child. And the mother had, he was living with the mother. She had the reverse. So when she passed, he got the reverse to pay off hers. And kept the house. So, yeah, that was...
Kept the property.
Kept the property. Kept it all.
Didn't have to pay any more property tax. Didn't have to pay any transfer tax. No capital gains tax.
Yeah. Had he been under 62, we wouldn't have been able to do that. Yeah. But he was... I think he was 70 because she was in her 90s.
Wow.
And so he just said, can we do this? And it so happened that it paid it off and he got to stay in that house. But... it's really a wonderful program for lots of people. You have a spouse that passes, you know, you've got elderly people living on Social Security, and one passes, you get to keep the bigger Social Security, but you're still, if you've got a house payment, that's a tough nut to crack when you're not working.
Yeah.
No income.
And especially with, I mean, the biggest part I think people don't really always pay attention to is, say your mortgage payment's $2,500, right? So that's $30,000 a year.
Right.
Now, part of that interest might be deductible, but under the new tax law, it might not, because you may not have enough to actually itemize for a lot of people. And so then you're taking out how much to pay that 30? Maybe you're having to take out 40, 45,000 out of your IRAs to pay that 30. And so a lot of times people don't add in that extra cost of how much does it cost you to net that money to pay that mortgage. And so, yeah, if you don't have to do all these huge withdrawals anymore, get all this money tax-free. I mean, the craziest thing I see is a lot of people just not doing fun stuff.
That's right? Because they can't afford it.
Yeah, they say they can't afford it. And they're living in a, you know, crazy, you know, $1.5 or $2 million house around here with, you know, $1 million of equity or more, right? And so all this money sitting there. They say they have no cash or no money because it's
all
in
the house.
And
can't get it. And can't get it because it's hard for seniors to get up at the bank. I mean, they want your stated income. I mean, I had a fellow that he had like $2 million with the bank. And he couldn't get any money on it because he couldn't produce. He was 89, but they went, no, we're not doing it. And so the poor guy needed money. And he just, the best part of my job is I get these calls from my clients when it's done. You saved my life. I needed this money and I had no way to access anything. And now I can live my life and not worry the rest of my life. Number one, they want to stay in their home. They don't want to sell it. A senior, they want to be where they've been for years. And most of the time they say, I'm going to be in this house till they take me out feet first. Mm-hmm. And this allows that to happen. Whether you're a couple or if one passes, the other one can stay in the home. And up till you're 150 years old, I doubt any of us are going to live that long. I know certainly I'm not.
I mean, so yeah, but what are some other things that you've been seeing or... You know,
I actually had one lady that said, it's time for me to travel. I want to travel before I get to the point that I'm not going to be able to anymore. So she did the reverse mortgage. She took the money. She left some in the line of credit and she took what she needed and she went on a around the world cruise for 4 months with her friends.
Wow.
And I said, good for you. You know, she said, my children told me, Mom, you've taken care of us, which is the same thing that happened to me. I grew up in Sunnyvale, California, on an apricot, cherry, and prune orchard. And when my dad sold, I was a senior in high school, and we moved to another location here in San Jose. And he said, I'm not doing anything. This money is for you and your brother. And I went, wait. This isn't going to happen. You're going to take my mother. They worked very hard their whole life. And so I said, you know what? You put me through school. You've done everything. It's time for you to enjoy. And they did. And there was still money left. So it's all about taking care of yourself. You've taken care of your family. You put them through school. You helped them buy homes. You did everything. Now it's time to take care of yourself.
Yeah. And I see that more and more that people just, you know, they wait. They say, oh, I'll travel later because I'm worried about money or I think money's going to run out. And I guess what happens when you wait till you're later?
You can't travel.
You can't travel because all of a sudden, you know, this ailment comes up or this comes up.
Right.
And then you just can't do it. I mean, I had a client speaking in Sunnyvale. Her mom lived in Sunnyvale and you know, her and her sister kept bugging her to go do all these things. And she goes, well, no, I don't want to spend the money, you know, all this stuff. And then she ended up with Alzheimer's and never took those trips.
Aww.
Passed away and left them a $2.5 million, you know, it sold for $700,000 over asking. It was crazy.
Yeah.
$2.5 million house. And the mom was worried about leaving them enough money. I mean, that was just craziness. And it's like, go out there and do those things you want to do. But lots of times people don't, because they go, well, I only get so much Social Security. I only have so much of my IRAs, or, you know, maybe I didn't save up enough. And then you got what? $500,000, $1 million, $2 million sitting literally all surrounded by you,
right?
In your house. And you just don't want to turn that into fun and enjoyment. And my gosh, wasn't that the point of retirement?
Isn't that the point of life? I mean, yes, I never advocate to go spend it all. In some areas, if the property declines in value and they end up owing more than the property is worth, let's say they lived to be 105 and they've used lots of money, and all of a sudden the property is in a declining market and they owe more, then they just walk away. There's built into
no liability.
No liability for the borrower or the heirs.
But if you had a regular mortgage,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You might have to pay off a house that's not worth anything. And of course, we saw that in 2008.
Yes.
And we're creating that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. We're saying, okay, look at this income plan. And sometimes people have some issues, you know, that maybe in their late 80s or something like that, the plan's showing that they're running out of money. But there's this, what, $2 million, that maybe $3 million or some crazy number by the time they hit that age for their house value. That's where the reverse mortgage can come in. And sometimes they'll run the numbers, and if they do it sooner, they'll actually never run out of money. They'll be fine till 100 plus. But sometimes they just can't still grasp doing that.
Because I think because reverse has had such a bad name.
Yeah.
People hear reverse mortgage and they go, oh my God, no, you're going to lose the house. The bank's going to own the house. And there's nothing. If that is the farthest from the truth that there could be. So once I sit down and explain it to them, which is what I like to do, when I have a client call me about it, I like to put together a profile on them specifically, meet with them. I think it's so important to meet with whoever it is. I fly down. I cover all of California. I just got back from Palm Springs. I did one down there. But I think it's important for the client to see me. And I like to see the client. So we have a rapport, and it's just not over the phone. I never recommend doing something like this to where you never see anybody, because you know you can always get a hold of me.
Right.
Because you know who I am.
Not some 800 number.
Yes, not some 800 number. Exactly.
Well, speaking of that, actually, what is the phone number for them to get a hold of you and do that consultation? Which, and obviously, this could be for you personally, or this could be maybe for your parents.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times, like you said, adult children are worried about their parents. Tell them to go off and have fun. So this might be a solution for them. So again, what's your phone number then?
It's 408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And you can also find a link for her at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, it's great having you here.
Great being here. Thanks so much.
Having you back next month. So
perfect.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad you joined us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial in the Silicon Valley area. And studies have shown that many people do not have a plan for their financial future. So Eric is here because he wants to give you solid advice, independent advice. If you go in and see him, your retirement is not like your parents or your grandparents anymore. So you can learn strategies from Eric today. And right now we've come to a time in our show when you give us an example, Eric, of someone's wealth success story. It's always a nice lesson to see how things can work out for the best. So what do you have for us?
Well, you know, this is just about a couple that just came in recently, and you know, they just did the stuff that you're supposed to do. So it may not be super exciting, but you know, they never moved. They bought their house in the 80s and just kept paying on it. And they took some money out over the time, but they slowly paid it all off, which is amazing around here, of course, for most people, because it's pretty rare you see that now. And then they just kept saving. They don't go out and buy the newest car. All their cars they usually drive for 10 or 15 years. And so, you know, it may have not been the most extravagant lifestyle. And yeah, they could have probably done more stuff like that. But now they're sitting in retirement where they say, you know, they only need a couple thousand a month to live, and their Social Security will probably cover most of their base living costs because they've got no mortgage. And so, yeah, they've got really no financial worries. It's just now about, all right, well, how do we go off and have fun? And, you know, it can be done. I know it sounds crazy. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, it's just too hard and all that stuff. But, you know, it builds over time. And so, you know, there's little things that you can do along the way, you know, not spend as much. You know, do you really need some of these things? You know, how much junk did you buy last year that you don't even use now? All those types of stuff. So, you know, really just looking at all that and saying, you know, I can actually live pretty simply and not have to have all this stuff and but still go on fun trips and still do, you know, good adventures and things like that. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, they think you have to have some huge income or do something. It's more about just, you know, being sensible, right? Putting that money first, you know, paying yourself hopefully at least that 15 or ideally 20% away that's going to you, then pay everybody else. And it's amazing. Somehow all that always works, but I know it's boring. It's kind of like exercise and dieting, right? Well, you just got to eat right and work out more. Yeah, but that sucks. I don't want to do that. Is there another option? No. But people spend billions and billions on trying to figure out another option to get around that, right? So, again, financials very much similar like that. And lots of times people say, oh, I can just do this on my own. Yeah, you know what happens when you do stuff on your own? You ignore it. You forget it. You know, having that accountability partner, having a financial coach, it is just amazing. I mean, I've run into people all the time where they say, oh, yeah, I've never really used a financial advisor. So, I don't know what you'd help me with or what I'd do. And then I tell them about five different things that saves them tons of money right away. And they're like, yeah, maybe we should be using somebody. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, I do this all day. And if you're just doing this kind of on the side, when you get time, when you get around to it, it's not going to be the same type of thing. So give us a call and get that retirement income checklist. It lists all the things you need to be doing, the things you should be planning on. And again, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed.
Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.